Chris Matthews, the political commentator and host of MSNBC's Hardball, opened his show last night by resigning from the post he'd held for decades.
Let me start with my headline tonight. I'm retiring. This is the last Hardball on MSNBC. And obviously, this isn't for lack of interest in politics. As you can tell, I've loved every minute of my 20 years as host of Hardball. Every morning I read the papers and I'm gung-ho to get to work. Not many people have had this privilege.
Matthews had faced criticism from the left for his coverage of the Democratic primary and from a woman who had accused him of sexual harassment. Let's bring in NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik, who's in New York. Hi, David.
Hey, Jeremy.
So Matthews said he made the decision to announce his retirement last night after conversations with MSNBC. He is 74 years old, and he said the younger generation is out there ready to take the reins. He acknowledged inappropriate remarks he had made to women in the past. Listen to this.
Compliments on a woman's appearance that some men, including me, might have once incorrectly thought were okay. We're never okay. Not then, and certainly not today. And for making such comments in the past, I'm sorry.
What incidents is he referring to there, and was he forced out?
Yeah, this wasn't a retirement. This was a resignation, and it was a resignation that basically was directed to him in conversations with MSNBC's president, Phil Griffin, a longtime friend and producer. The specific triggering act appears to have been a column by Laura Bassett, a journalist who was writing in GQ magazine. She had written several years ago, as the Me Too movement really broke into the open in society, about an anonymous cable host who had ogled her, who had sexually harassed her, who had said things that made her – he basically was like, I'm going to fall in love with you, according to her account. You know, make sure to wipe that makeup off, he said to the makeup artist working on her before an appearance on his show, because otherwise people fall in love with her. Why haven't I fallen in love with you already? She represented this as making her just think about her looks, essentially sexually harassing her before she went on his very program. Official at MSNBC confirms that was a big part of it, but there were a lot of other missteps over the years, and MSNBC has to acknowledge it has conceded previously that in 1999 it had a complaint of sexual harassment against Matthews for remarks he had made, and that it had, it said, rebuked him strongly. Played against that context, Matthews was basically gone.
He had also been under fire from the left in recent weeks, people calling for him to be fired over comments he made about the Democratic primary. Here he is comparing Bernie Sanders' victory in the Nevada caucuses to the Nazi occupation of France during World War II.
I'm reading last night about the fall of France in the summer of 1940, and the general, Renault, calls up Churchill and says, it's over. And Churchill said, how can it be? You got the greatest army in Europe. How can it be over? He said, it's over. So I had that suppressed feeling.
Okay, so he was making that comparison there. We should note that Matthews often makes historical comparisons, although not necessarily to Nazi Germany and Nazi-occupied France. Some also criticized this exchange he had with Elizabeth Warren after the debate in which she confronted Michael Bloomberg about a lawsuit that alleged he told a pregnant employee to kill the baby. Bloomberg denied having said that. Listen.
My question about him, you believe he's lying?
I believe the woman.
You believe he's
lying? Which means he's not telling the truth.
And why would he lie? Because just to protect himself.
Yeah. And why would she lie? I mean, that's the question, Chris. Why do you assume that he's the guy?
I just want to make sure you're clear about this. You're confident of your accusation.
Look, all I know is what she said and what he said.
So why was that such a problem for him, that interaction with Elizabeth Warren?
Well, let's take those two clips you played and play them against each other. Elizabeth Warren thing is a problem because it reflects one key element of the way he interacts with women on the air. He talks over them. He dismisses them. He challenges. He's incredulous. A lot of Hillary Clinton partisans, people who supported her back in 2016, felt he was belittling and dismissive of her as well over the years, and that played into, in some ways, the idea that somehow she couldn't be a presidential figure. And he also has this rich history, not just of what he says to women off the air, but what he says on the air in terms of either dismissing their thoughts or talking about them in terms of their attractiveness. There was a Daily Show, Trevor Noah's show, put together a 2-minute collage last week of ways in which he had talked about women and their looks in sort of appreciative forms that was deeply uncomfortable. And MSNBC officials told me that played into their thinking as well this past weekend.
His colleagues seemed upset by the news last night. Steve Kornacki called him a giant. Mika Brzezinski said she agreed with that and said that Matthews will be missed. Is anyone saying today that this was the wrong move to get rid of him?
Well, Kathleen Parker's a columnist for The Washington Post, have frequently been a guest on his show. She said that he and she had flirted shamelessly over the years. But, you know, as more than one person pointed out online, that was done consensually. That's an exchange between two adults who want to behave that way. There were a lot of folks who really didn't feel that Matthews had much other choice. And let's go back just briefly to one other point you raised. You played the Bernie Sanders clip. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of folks who felt that politically that Chris Matthews was out of time, even as his attitudes towards women was from a different era that even then shouldn't have been acceptable, that he didn't quite understand what was building for Bernie Sanders, who's, you know, has been such a strong presence in this campaign, much in the way that much of the press didn't understand the rise of Trump on the right in 2016, and that he needed to yield, MSNBC being a left-leaning channel, needed to yield to somebody who might understand that dynamic.
Just very briefly, David, who might replace him?
It's really not clear. You know, they've brought on some new voices, but they've also been shuffling the decks there. You know, you see somebody like Nicole Wallace has performed really well in the late afternoon slot. They could well move her up, but she's a never-Trumper conservative who's abandoned the Republican Party, hardly speaking to the left. You have other figures. Ali Velshi was just given his own show, but on weekends. David Gura was moved up. Carnacki himself. It's hard to know. MSNBC and NBC does have to do some hard thinking about how they want to accommodate the current political reality and current broadcasting needs.
St. Pierre Media correspondent David Folkenflik, thank you.
You bet.